Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We have, or supposed to have, a two-fold show today. I've got a guest that we haven't been able to reach him just yet on the phone line. But I have some other things that we're going to talk about, and if he doesn't show up, we'll be okay, because there is so much that we need to discuss. And it seems like we're playing this card one more time, this history where we're trying to remove history in the United States, and we're angry at what our history was, the dark side of, the Civil War. They say nothing is by accident in politics. And did you notice how quiet it has been on the Russian front with the mainstream media lately, and the Democrats? Did you notice that Kim Un has calmed? He's calmed down a little bit. Did you notice that a riot broke out in Virginia this weekend? How long have these statues been in place? Whose lives have they ruined? What do the protesters actually know about Civil War times? And do they know any of the United States history going back to the Revolution? Do they realize that Muslims still embrace slavery? Do they realize it takes two to make a fight? I don't like white supremacy. I don't believe in that. I believe it's evil. But have you noticed who's continuing the violence now? These are some things that I have questioned and I wonder about. As we see and we watch the toppling down of Confederate statues, I didn't know what Antifa was. I had to look it up, and it wasn't easy to figure it out. They're anti-fascism. Do you ever wonder about the lives of these protesters? What is it they do for a living? What is it that has driven them to this ideology and this hate? When we talk about hate, that little highway seems to be running two directions. But if you listen to the mainstream media, you would believe that President Donald Trump was the one who drove the car into the crowd last weekend. So these are some things that we are going to talk about here in the show. And I want to hear from you about them. So I'm going to give out the number. Now, I'm going to ask my producer a question here, and I'm on the air. Has our guest showed up yet? Have we gotten him? Okay, nobody's answering me. So, 1-877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. My question to you today is, are American history, U.S. American history, important? How does it make you feel watching them tear down statues and monuments across this great land? How does it make you feel to see this happening? I watched a lot of news last night, and I noticed that they were interviewing a lot of successful black men. Some of them were preachers, some of them weren't. I don't know if they were lawyers or teachers or what all their occupations were, or journalists. But they were offended by this, and one of them said, you know, that statue has never dictated my life. It didn't make me who I am or keep me from being someone better. The statue means nothing to me. The statue isn't affecting anyone's life. We watched as ISIS went into some of the countries that they tried to take over and topple all their history, remove all their history. And did you know that Carr, the Muslim mafia, has joined the war on our Confederate memorials? The Islamic organization, founded in Washington, D.C. by the Palestinian terrorist organization Hamas, is entering the controversy over Confederate monuments, urging all state and local governments to remove any symbols of the Civil War. It says Civil War South. Was it just the South? The Council on American Islamic Relations, which is known as CAIR, or CAIR, C-A-I-R, is offering to help facilitate the process, providing a template resolution to be introduced by public bodies such as state legislatures, city councils, and school districts. What if this happens? What will this mean to the United States of America if they remove all our history and our statues and our monuments? When will it end? President Donald Trump said that yesterday. When will it end? When will it be enough? Remove a flag, remove a statue. You know what will be the last thing they remove? The Bill of Rights, the Constitution of the United States, and they will burn the Declaration of Independence. Because it is this republic that they hate. The Civil War was more than just slavery. It was about state sovereignty. Now, there are those who will argue with that. But it was made to be about slavery, to fuel it, to fire it up. We need to have our Kennedy twin friends back on to talk about their books that they've written, but I promote one for them. I don't have it. You have to buy it from them. I get nothing out of it. But Punished with Poverty. The breaking down of the South, which was once the wealthiest part of this nation and is now the poorest, never has recovered from the Civil War. Never. And it affected both the blacks and the whites. They are both in poverty, with the exception of some. As a whole, the South is impoverished, never, ever allowed to recoup. But the Muslim mafia, and like I said, they believe in Sharia law, and they believe they still practice slavery. Now, maybe not here in the United States, but they do. What would you think if they passed some kind of legislation to remove all the monuments regarding our history, whether it be the Civil War or beyond, because they're already attacking founding fathers who might have or did have our own slaves. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. The question to you, how important is our history? And we will be right back. Thank you.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. The question of the day is, and I am serious, this is a mom question, I am serious. How important is our history? Well, how does it make you feel? What do you think when they start toppling the statues? I know I was angry when they removed the what they considered to be a racial indicator with the flag from the U.S., from the Civil War flag, which was the Confederate flag. And then they removed, you know, the Dukes of Hazzard. You can't watch the Dukes of Hazzard anymore. When is enough enough? How important is our history? Well, the mainstream media is going nuts. They're actually going ballistic on this. And they're not going to let it drop. Under any circumstances, are they going to let President Donald Trump get on with business? We have, before I get started here, I'm going to get Larry from Missouri. Larry, how are you today?
Hi, Beth. I hope my phone's good enough you can hear me.
So far.
Okay. Well, I think society, this has happened before. The reason I say that, if you look in the Bible and it says replenish the earth, it is no shape plenish. I believe the people were so evil-minded, hardened, that it was wiped out before even the beginning was. You know, it don't say plenish, it says replenish. So you have to have something, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, I know what you mean. I'm kind of hoping that, you know, that doesn't happen in my lifetime. But, yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, the people are so mean-hearted, mean-spirited, and they like, it's a power play, you know.
But we don't have to be that way.
What are they going to do, blow those Mount Rushmore?
That they want to, yes. They want to blow it up. You know, we don't have to be mean-spirited. Why do you think so many of them are so full of hate? Okay, we lost Larry. He's having phone issues. But why do you think so many people are so full of hate in their lives? And, you know, you don't have to be. I went to, I'm gonna go to the callers. Hang on, Roger. Hang on with me. I want to make a point here. And I'm no saint, so Beth's not trying to tell you that she never gets angry or that she doesn't have any hate in her heart ever. But there are things to get upset about, and there are things not to get upset about, and there is a time for it, and there is not a time for it. They can't blame a statue on everything in their lives that has gone wrong. When can you be kind? You should be able to be kind. I went yesterday to, I'm trying to get things done before I take this trip to Oklahoma, and I had to go get some things printed. Well, I went to Staples, and I mean it was a zoo there. You know, a lot of times I go in, and I can just go straight up to the counter and tell them what I need done, and I'll just wait around, and 20 minutes later, I've got what I needed, and I go back out. That wasn't the case yesterday, and I could tell when I walked up to that line of the counter, they'd had a bad day. You could tell that everybody was in there for the last minute of school shopping and getting things done and wanted it now. Computers weren't working for them. And I come in with kind of a crazy three things that I needed printed order. And I told them, I said, you know what, I'll come back. I'll give you the order. And I'll come back around 5 or 5:30. And I did that. And I walk in. Well, actually, I come in before them because they had called me. And they said, our computers are still down. I'm not sure. And I said, you know, I've got other errands to run, and I'll be back. And I said, I will not panic until you can't get it done tomorrow, because tomorrow is when I have to leave, and so, which is today. And I went back in the evening then, after I was done with my errands, and you could tell the young girl that was still there, she's still there. Her helper had left for the day. And she looked at me and she said, my evening help didn't show up. I asked her, I said, have you had a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day? She says, my evening help didn't show up. And I thought, well, I might as well stay and work because I'm going to have to deal with all of it in the morning. You know, I could have gotten angry. I could have blown up, but it wouldn't have helped the situation. It wouldn't have changed the situation. And it sure wouldn't have helped her any. So I tried my very best to calm her. She wasn't hysteric, but you could tell that it had been a day from down under for her, and I'm not talking about Australia. She'd had a bad day. Everything had gone wrong so far that possibly could go wrong. And a customer getting angry wasn't going to change that. So I decided to pull the mom card out and be kind. And so I will go back today later on and check and see if the computers got back up and if the young girl got any sleep and if she was able to get my printing job done. There's things to get angry about and there's things not to get angry about. And we can control that within ourselves. And we're going to go to Roger from New Mexico. Roger, how are you today?
I'm just fine, Beth Ann, just like your show is. Everything's actually pretty good. I wanted to make a comment about what Trump said about when are we going to, where does it stop?
Where does it stop?
I'll take it one, where does it stop? You know, are we going to get rid of, he said, George Washington and Thomas Jefferson because they had slaves? No, let's go a little bit further. My father was a three-war vet. Mm. He remapped Vietnam in 1967. When he finished, he told me, I know why we're there. He mapped thousands of square miles of Michelin rubber tree plantations. There was no combat operations there. So in essence, we were fighting the Vietnam War to save a French imperialism.
Corporate.
A
corporatism, corporate wars.
Yeah. Well, so we're fighting for imperialism. Does that mean we should get rid of all the Vietnam War memorials? Because we're fighting for a terrible thing of imperialism, your European imperialism. How far do you want to take it? Another thing is my great-grandfather was a Civil War vet. He fought at every major event. He buried in Lone Wolf, Oklahoma. I take the front to anybody that badmouths him because he was in the 60s. All Civil War vets were considered to be vets, veterans of the United States.
Yeah, not just one side or the other.
They achieved that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were no longer distinguished as rebels, as rebellious people or traitors or whatever. They were elevated to the status of veterans. We're getting rid of our veterans? What the hell is wrong with our people?
Well, you know, who was it? Was it, what was her name? Oh, I'll think of it here in a little bit. She's one of the legislatures that causes a lot of trouble for Donald Trump. But she claimed that all veterans were mentally ill because they don't want you to have guns because they know we've taught you how to use them. So they don't want them to have guns.
There's a lot about her, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Diane
Feinstein, that's who it was. Diane Feinstein. That was about 2 years ago she said that. And it was, you know, we talked about it on Memorial Day. It was the ladies in the South that were trying to bring healing to this nation by putting the flowers on all the graves, not
yes.
just one side or the other. These were families. These were brothers against brother, fathers against son, mothers against daughters. This broke up this nation, and it was a dark time. But by golly, yes. I don't think we should forget it.
But it's a phenomenon that has to happen. Every three generations, we have death control.
Mm.
Sorry.
Yeah.
It's in the literature. If you look, you can see it. Civil War, then the next thing was the World War One, and the World War Two, and now we're in the same boat.
Well, it always comes down to dollars and control, and I believe that's what it's about. You know, when my opening questions, you know, it's not by accident that we're seeing this these riotings within the nation. It's not by accident. Somebody is fueling this hate. Somebody
absolutely
is funding
right.
these protesters. And we know that it's coming from the socialistic side. They want that. But
yeah.
you know, the right side, I don't like being called the right side, but the ones they call the right, they don't like it either.
Extreme right.
Anyway, we're going into a break. Roger, thank you so much for your input. I always appreciate it. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. The question at hand today is our history important? How would you feel if they removed everything? When will enough be enough, just as our president asks? 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. We will be right back.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
It's time to go back to school with Tupperware. That's right. Tupperware can help you get your student ready for school, whether it's kindergarten, elementary, high school, or off to college. The convenience of airtight, watertight containers can store just about anything you need to keep protected. School lunches, Eco water bottles, which are great if you're a walker, a jogger, or a biker, too. Soup mugs, cereal bowls, sandwich containers. Store those pens and pencils. Keep your makeup store, carrying soap and shower needs back and forth, Q-tips, cotton balls, containers for everything. Tupperware is versatile, efficient, affordable, and economical. Stow, go, store, stay. Keep your items neat, organized, safe, and dry. Tupperware is going back to school with you. Let Beth Mitchell be your Tupperware consultant. Remember, Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. Contact Beth today at bethmitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a four-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5, with two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We have put a question out there. How important is our history? And how does it make you feel to see parts of it being erased? And how far will that go? When will enough be enough? We have Joseph from West Virginia. Joseph, how are you today?
Are you talking about Joe from what? From Virginia?
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am. I'm fine. And yourself?
I'm doing good. Thank you, sir.
Last time I talked to you, been many years ago, but I had to call in today. But this is what I'm trying to say, how important American history is to me, as well as you and everybody that lives in this country. And Robert E. Lee, whether you like him or not like him, I don't think there's a parent in this country that would not like to have their children be able to command the respect and honor that he did on both sides of the aisle. When he walked away from Appomattox, the Union forces saluted him all the way to the end.
Yes, they did.
And that's how important American history is, because that's the type of men we made at one time in this country. Go out and look at the dress code now. Go out and look at what minimum wage does to people. And that's one of the reasons why people are sick and tired of what's going on in this country. But the bigger thing about what is about America is they talked about slavery. They didn't get rid of slavery.
Mm.
They just changed the name to employment and will, and you're still a slave because you don't have any law to protect you. I know what I'm talking about because I lost everything that I had underneath that. I was the only person in the history of the United States, maybe of the world, that lost my job because of Lorena Bobbitt up in Northern Virginia. And I just was talking about the stuff like everybody else was. And it was so great that I even went down to the courthouse because I come from the country down here in the mouth of Rappahannock River. And I worked up in Manassas, and I talked to John Hallman that day. I said, I didn't come down here to talk about no court case. I came down here to ask you to save Philip Riley. He's at CNN. He and I went to school together. He's a genius. Next thing I know, when he got back to Atlanta, he was dead. And the same thing with John Jr. Kennedy. That's how important history is. And I gave every one of y'all's listeners what history is all about. The employment at will when you got no law to allow you to be free or that's how important the American history is. And those Confederate generals are living monuments of that struggle.
And it was not just about slavery. There was so much more involved.
It wasn't about slavery. It was about the tariffs that they were putting on the Southern cotton. And if people wanted to come and buy it, they had to pay an export on top of it because they wanted to sell the cotton and stuff up north, use their mills and turn around and sell it back to the Southern people, and they were losing money on it. That's what it was all about. And you know it, and I know it.
We all know that. I appreciate the call, Joe.
Okay.
I appreciate all that you say. Thank you so very, very much. He's right. Our history is very important to the United States of America, to the individuals. You know, and not to get all churchy on you, but in the scriptures, one thing that they were commanded back in the Old Testament after they left Egypt was to tell the children about God. And they were to put the Ten Commandments on their doorposts and to remember them. Well, maybe we should put the original Bill of Rights along with the Ten Commandments on our doorposts so that we see them when we go and come in and out the door. Maybe it should go back to teaching the Declaration of Independence and exactly what that meant when those signers, 56 of them, signed that document. Being marked as traitors. And later, after that Revolutionary War was miraculously won, came a document called the Constitution, which is a contract between we the people and those elected officials in D.C. It is not a living, breathing document. It is a contract. And they are not abiding by the contract. Nothing in politics is an accident. Nothing. Going a little bit farther here, this article, this is coming from the Daily Signal. And this tells you exactly what's going on with the mainstream media. Now, a lot of people are upset with President Donald Trump because he calls them fake media. I think you should just call them liars. A lot of people just think he needs to quit addressing them altogether, and that might be the best thing. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we saw a new network come up? I wished I could be that network. I really do. Not for fame and fortune, but to make a difference. Give you something different. I think I do with CSC Talk Radio, the 1 hour a day, Monday through Friday. But wouldn't it be great if we had a slew of it, a network, bypassing mainstream media and even some of them on Fox? Just somebody talking to the people. Well, this is from the Daily Signal. It says a male reporter repeatedly badgered Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao. That happened last night in a press conference, which was supposed to be infrastructure. But he didn't badger her about infrastructure plans. He badgered her about her skin color, which the reporter tried to tie to the last weekend's violence between far-left Antifa activists and the far alt-right members of neo-Nazis, the white supremacists. Secretary Chow is married also to Senator Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. She spoke briefly following a Trump press conference on the infrastructure Tuesday evening, and where reporters focused almost entirely on his reaction to violence at a white nationalist rally in Charlottesville. The reporter, whose name is not known, repeatedly pressed the female transportation secretary about her skin color. And here was his question. Now, you tell me that this is not offensive. Here is his question. Secretary Chow, as a woman of color, what do you think about the Nazi support for President Trump? Would that have offended you? I think I'd have told him, as a woman of color, are you a racist? Is that all you see here? But she said, well, what the president has already said is that it is intolerable. We are a country of tolerance, and it is hateful behavior and is not who we are as Americans. The reporter just kept pressing, and whether it bothered Chow or not, he just kept pressing to see Nazis supporting the administration. We are here to talk about infrastructure today, was what she said. To say this, which was all Chow was able to say before the male reporter interrupted her and said, I'm talking about Nazis. He should have been escorted out. Do you agree? He wasn't, I dare say. But he should have been escorted out. And there's more to this. There was a female reporter there as well. I want to talk about that when we come back. How important is our history? 877-895-5410 is the number to call. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We will be. We are a republic, and we will be right back. Prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC
LibertyTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. How important is our history? History, you know, I've mentioned many times when I was a kid, I hated world history class, but I loved American history. And now I realize how important the world history was to our American history. History is vital. We're going to go to Neil from Missouri. Neil, how are you today?
Oh, I'm doing all right. What you're talking about, you know, this pulling down statues, that's just the latest gamut by the globalists to destroy our history.
Oh, right.
What they've already done is just phenomenal with the destruction of our history. People don't even know the original 13 colonies, all their laws were cited chapter and verse right out of the Bible.
Yep.
I've actually seen the microfiche of their documents. You know, the microfiche were made because the documents were deteriorating to the point where they could no longer be preserved, so they microfished them. Mm-hmm. And then here in the 1980s, back in the 1980s, they tried to destroy the microfiche. But some of our people got their hands on them and were copying them, making copies of them, and distributing them throughout the United States so people could see for themselves what the original laws of the United States were in the 13 colonies and what they were in the United States when they became states, you know, changing over from colonies. But they're also, you know, one of the major reasons for the Civil War was to destroy the archives, the legal archives of the southern states, which all had records of the original 13th Amendment to the United States Constitution, which was the Anti-Attorney Amendment.
Mm.
I don't know if you're familiar with that.
Yes.
But copies have been found, you know, of the original 13th Amendment, which flat out said if you became an attorney, you were stripped of your citizenship, could never be a citizen, and could never hold public office. Because attorneys carry the title of nobility, known as Esquire, and they're all registered with the British Bar Association, because they're members of the British Bar and members of the British nobility as Esquire.
I'm gonna ask you a question. I had a woman, she's so wise, and she called me one time. She's moved, so I don't hear from her as much now. But she said, an attorney, you know what that does? They take a turn for you.
you lose your say. They take a turn in your place. Do you agree with that?
Not necessarily. The word a turn means to transfer allegiance from one master to another. They were the people who worked for the Lord of the Manor in England. And so when the Lord of the Manor died, the new Lord of the Manor, whether it be the son or somebody else that the land was given to, whoever the Lord of the Manor was, the attorney would go out and attorn the serfs to their new master. In other words, take their oath of allegiance. And if they had a grievance of some kind against their master, the attorney would go in to the master and represent them. And that's what you've got going on in the United States today. You have attorneys representing the serfs to their masters, the people running the country.
Okay. Well, that's basically what she was saying. But they belong, they actually are, and I know that you kind of mentioned this while back when you were on the air. I remember it was when you called in or when you were on the air. By the way, we're going to re-air the show that you had with us with Allodial Titles. We're going to re-air that on Friday, so you might want to listen.
Oh, good.
You can hear yourself. And it's long been stated, and it wasn't that woman that told me, it was somebody else, you know, that they actually work for the state. They actually work for them. They're not really working for you. And and here we have D.C., the D.C. occupiers occupying offices, cutting deals, a whole bunch of attorneys.
Right, right.
Every one of them. Almost every one.
In the Constitution, it flat out says that no citizen can hold a title of nobility. And because you had so many people becoming attorneys in the U.S., the government feared them taking over the government, you know, and running it for the globalists, that they passed the 13th Amendment. And it was ratified by the proper number of states to make it an actual 13th Amendment. And right after that happened, they started the Civil War. That's one of the reasons for the Civil War, was to eliminate that, all records of that, which the northern state did, you know, the British spies in the northern states did that on their own, but in the southern states they couldn't get it done, so they had to literally take over the capitals of the southern states and destroy their archives. But a few copies were missed, and there are some original copies around of the original Constitution with the original 13th Amendment, the anti-attorney amendment. You know, that's a specific title of nobility.
But in
the Constitution itself, it says that you can't be a citizen if you hold a title of nobility.
What does the Constitution that is in the archives in the museum? What does it say? Does it have the 13th Amendment on it?
No, that one only goes up to Amendment 10.
Okay.
The original 13th Amendment came out, I think, in 1850.
That's okay.
1758, somewhere in there. Right. Okay. The original Constitution only has 10 amendments to it.
Okay. Well, I knew that. I don't know where my head was. Okay. I knew that. I appreciate it, Neil. We're just about out of time. Thank you very much for your call. I've been sending out your information that you sent me. I hope that's okay. A lot of people have asked if I can give your phone number, and I have not done that. But anyway, we're going to have you on again. We're replaying that show on Friday. So everyone who missed it, it'll be about allodial titles, federal land patents. And if you want me to give out your number or your information or even your address or something, you need to let me know, because I don't do that to people unless I get permission. Neil, thank you so much for calling in today. We're just about out of time. I want to finish this about how they were going after Elaine Chao. So later, there was a female reporter. And the female reporter questions Secretary Chao in a similar fashion. But she wanted to talk about President Donald Trump's criticism of her husband. Now, Secretary Chao's husband happens to be Mitch McConnell, Majority Leader. So they have this press conference to talk about infrastructure, but the reporters hijack it to talk about neo-Nazis supporting Donald Trump, which I don't know that they support anybody but themselves, and Donald Trump's criticism of Senator Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. They didn't want to talk about infrastructure and anything good that is happening under the leadership of President Donald Trump. We're in a mess. I know some of you get, you know, get a big chuckle out of me telling you that the nation is inside, outside, upside down. We don't know who we are. We're destroying our history. We're removing God. Religious freedom means nothing anymore. It goes back to a time when we the people united to have power and control over our own lives, not from a king, not from a government incorporated, but each individual sovereign living on sovereign land. Sovereign states together made a sovereign nation. Sovereignty is considered a dirty word these days, and that happened during the Civil War. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. It is my hope, my prayer, that we the people can learn together and bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. CSCTalkRadio.com. CSCTalkRadio.com.
The Civil War did not end slavery, but it did put over 8 million black and white Southerners into the bondage of poverty. The Kennedy twins, authors of the best-selling book, The South Was Right, have done it again with their latest book, Punished with Poverty, The Suffering South. Did you know that slavery lasted 70 years longer in Massachusetts than it did in Mississippi? And did you know that until the end of the Civil War, the South was the wealthiest section in America, but since then, it is America's poorest? The war upon the South was initially executed to destroy real states' rights and make the federal government supreme in America. As pointed out in Punished with Poverty, the defeat of the South made big government in America not only possible, but it made it inevitable. Visit KennedyTwins.com. First it was our Native Americans, then it was our own Southern states. While nobody likes to talk about subjugation, we are now an entire nation ruled by big government, the feds. And dare I say, sovereignty is nearly dead. Punished with Poverty. Order today. KennedyTwins.com. Visit KennedyTwins.com.